Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House, wanting to share with you a few thoughts on a subject that's come to my attention recently that, well, I've heard about it quite a few years, and you have too, but wow, how the false propagates. Have you noticed it? Word's been going around for a long time, really, that we Christians are actually little gods. Mm-hmm. Small g, of course, but gods nonetheless. Well, it comes back to this word Elohim. In the Hebrew, a word that in Hebrew is broader in meaning than our English word God, that's for sure. Strong in his concordance says that it means simply magistrates. It's someone that's over someone else. It's translated angels. It's translated judges. It's translated mighty ones. It's someone that's supreme, either locally or overall. Most of the time, the word is translated God. So, it's impossible, it is possible for the English speaker to use God in a derogatory or at least clearly subdivine sense, but we normally think in terms of deity. Those who are given to the mysterious, susceptible to a good compliment, would gladly latch on to this bit of information that they are a god. It looks good on the resume, I suppose. Believer, saint, Reverend God. Well, before I take a look at the only two passages in Scripture that give a clue about this new doctrine, I say, well, I already said it, that the rest of the Bible is chillingly silent about such a notion. Oh, adopted sons of the living God, for sure. And yes, we shall be like Jesus when at last we see him and he changes our vile bodies. We won't be him. We'll be like him. For now, it's best we imitate the other followers of Jesus all the way through Scripture by referring to ourselves as his servants, or more accurately in biblical jargon, slaves. So damaging to the ego to use that word, and therefore it's best that we use it, don't you think? Our ego needs a bunch of damaging. Death, in fact. The two passages to which I allude are really just one. Psalm 82:6 and the quoting of Psalm 82:6 by Jesus in John 10:34. The psalm has the real God being angry. He's in a fit of anger against these so-called gods, small g, that he himself had allowed to be lifted to prominence on the earth, and who were therefore being treated like these great divine royalties by their underlings. But his anger is spilled on them because of their injustices to them, to the underlings. These so-called gods defended evil. They were ignorant. They're told to turn around quick, but they refuse. And the Lord says to them, well, I said you are gods, but you're going to die like mortal, ordinary men. Yeah, I said you were Elohim. I said you were judges or nobles or important people in the earth, but you're going to die like just ordinary people on the earth. You get it? So the gods of the psalm were evil men. That's all they were. That's all he was talking about. Fast forward 1,000 years. The Son of God, the real deal, who really is God the Son, the real God, without reservation from the Father at all, has just offended the Pharisees by declaring his deity. They say he has no business calling himself God, and this is blasphemy. You can't do that, they say. Well, Jesus' response is that his Father had called at one time a bunch of mortal men with not a spark of the divine in them God. Small g, Elohim, important people. Why should not the sanctified, holy, true Son of the true God not be allowed to claim the same title? Why shouldn't he be allowed to do the same thing? Now, it takes a lot of imagining to go from that one solitary statement of Jesus and the psalmist, coupled to Jesus' commentary about it, to the notion that all true Christians are really little gods. You've heard it. I've heard it. And it's a sickening thing. But people do imagine in our day, these vain imaginers of today's Christendom, watch out for them. They'll lie to you, maybe not meaning to hurt you. Maybe they are sincere, but watch out. God never called us God. God's Spirit is in us. It is not us. Let's live with that, okay? God bless you. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.